October 6th through the 12th is National Fire Prevention Week. That is when there tends to be a lot more focus on fire safety when it comes to children and adults alike. We try to get out into the schools and the preschools, anywhere that we can find children, and just kind of communicate to them and demonstrate to them what to do in case of a fire, how to prevent fires, and the do's and don'ts so that they don't get hurt or have loss of property. We hope to see approximately 800 children just within establishments, and then we generally have some local daycare centers, or even just parents whose children are maybe homeschooled. A lot of times they will call and set up a time with us to meet here at the fire station so that their children can also partake in that.
Okay. Why is it important to target children?
The earlier you teach something, the better. Kind of like you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Children always seem very interested in police, fire and rescue vehicles, all the lights and sirens. So we have a pretty good hold on their attention span when we have them. And the younger they are, they tend to retain more. And they're also really good about going home and being historians to their parents about what they learned that day, and also staying on top of their parents as far as the fun things like checking the fire detectors and practicing an escape route in case there were a fire in their home. Children are just wonderful advocates for passing on this information to the adults who have become lax on it.
Which facilities in Knoxville will you be visiting?
We'll be visiting West Elementary, North Elementary, Stepping Stones Preschool, Head Start Preschool, Montgomery Preschool. I believe that's all of them. And then we've already had some interest where, again, as I had stated earlier, that some individualized people of homeschoolers or daycare providers have already called and asked to meet us here at the station. So we have some of those scheduled as well.
When do you start visiting schools?
We'll be at West Elementary, where we will be sharing our information with West Elementary Preschool, Pre-K, Kindergarten, and all the first graders.
There will be information that the children can take home.
Yes, there actually will. We've been working hard as a group here at the department. It starts with Lieutenant Camden and myself, Lieutenant Kemp, to actually choose and order all of the paper informational products and fun products that we put into bags. And then with the help of other staff and members here at the fire station, we get all those multiple items gathered, sorted, and put into bags to be given to each of the children. Some of it is really directed at the children and will be interesting and fun to the children, such as the coloring pages, the little workbooks that they get, the stickers, things like that. But we also put information in those bags directed directly at the adults, such as like poison hazards within the home pamphlets, and also house number pamphlets. The house number pamphlets is one of my favorites. Seeing how I write on the ambulance quite a lot, when we get paged out to a specific numeric on a street, sometimes house numbers are either non-existent or they are too small or not the appropriate coloring for the house of which they are put on. And it's very hard to actually locate an exact numeric address sometimes. So we would really like to see the community step up, make sure that they have those numeric numbers on the outside of their house, large, clearly visible. Pretty is fun, but life and death is practical. That's one of my favorite pamphlets that I always choose and put into the bags that are directed more towards the parents. And otherwise, we give the kids a pretty good show when we're there. We talk to them, of course, about the stop, drop, and roll, not to play with fire and matches, those types of things. And we also talk to them about just being safe out and about within their community, especially when they do see lights and sirens coming their direction. We always encourage them, you know, that it's okay to wave to us, but don't run towards the street where we're coming from, because we don't want to have a tragedy while we're en route to another possible tragedy as it is.
How long will this be going on? Just this week?
Yes. The actual fire prevention week is October 6th through the 12th. But for us, we will be doing our part in that program with the children of our community Monday through Friday of this week, with all those different locations kind of spread out at different times throughout those days.
And if the community has additional questions or needs information, who should they contact?
They can contact us here at the Knoxville City Fire Station at 641-828-0586. If they have some children that maybe otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity to gather this information or get this instruction, they are more than welcome to call us, and we will set up a time with them to meet with them on more of a personal basis.